Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It's a Tuesday morning, and here's what's making news this morning. And I was just hearing some of this on the BBC, Alan. Trump calls on U.S. to bar entry to all Muslims for now.
Well, of course, this is reminiscent of other things that happened in history. We do know that the scapegoating of an individual group of people can be very powerful on the psyche of a nation that is looking for protection. And we have this vast number of Muslims in the United States and other places, all of whom are God-fearing, who think that the Quran says to be peaceful. And then you get one or two thugs who do this kind of thing. However, it's powerful. And as a result, people fall for it. They have in France with Le Pen and the French going in exactly the same direction, saying, keep everybody out. We don't want foreigners in this country. You have it here. And it isn't as if it doesn't have an appeal to a lot of people. It does. It's terrifying in that so many people believe, as we all know from the nature of prejudice, that difference connotes danger. So he taps into this, and it works for him. And every time he has a drop in the polls, he pulls something like this. And if you heard the cheering in the background when he was giving his talk and just throwing in a little curse word to add emphasis to what he's doing, it sends shivers from any student of history who knows what happened at Nuremberg and all the rest.
You mentioned France and Marine Le Pen, the Times editorializing today. They say, Alan, the party will have a credible shot at taking power at the national level when the presidential election is held in 2017, the Times. That would be ominous for France and Europe, where populist parties are on the rise, as fearful and economically distressed citizens revolt against governments and a European Union they feel have failed them.
Well, that's right. And this concept of nationalism, which has been so dangerous in the past, rears its ugly head once again. And, you know, there are laws against some of this in Germany, for example, because of their experience and what happened there, but not in France, not in the United States with Trump doing this and to great popularity. So there's not much that can be done except for people of goodwill, good spirit, who know what the past has been, to fight it and fight hard.
From there to New York State, where this in Politico this morning. Whether or not New York State Senator Dean Skelos will take the witness stand in his own federal corruption trial is still up in the air, and his lawyers won't decide until prosecutors from U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's office rest their case. That's expected to occur this afternoon, Alan.
Well, here's the problem. If an accused gets on the stand and testifies, there is a sense that he will or she will be asked embarrassing questions. You don't want to perjure yourself, and so you don't put yourself on the stand, and that has consequences itself. Shelley Silver faced a jury. One of the jurors said afterwards, we wanted to hear from him. We wanted his side of the story. And when we didn't get it, that becomes presumptive in terms of a sense of guilt, not from a legal point of view, but from the emotional point of view of a juror trying to figure out what's right and wrong. There are most people who think that Skelos will not get on the stand, but he now has the benefit of looking at the Silver trial and seeing what Silver not testifying means to him.
Finally, Beijing red alert for smog rekindles anger and confusion, all while climate talks going on.
Well, look, the Chinese are in a dictatorship. So for them to protest is unusual, and it's something that the authorities, the people who are running the party, the Communist Party, have to know. So now we have this fog which hangs over Beijing, which is 40 times the normal and safe rate, 40 times. And all of a sudden, when you have a child, when you have old people living in your home, you have no choice but to protest in a way which is not typical of a closed society. And that's exactly what happened in China. And the reaction has been to ban automobiles on certain days and to send school children home. But, you know, this is just one more warning when it comes to climate and what we're doing to this world. If these leaders in China are listening to what these folks are saying, it's because, in my opinion, they're scared.